This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at,
to be clear, ladies and gentlemen, I was told by sources involved with SpaceX and Elon Musk, very high level, people that work directly with Musk on a routine basis, that he was out quietly as an emissary trying to get other people to go public like Kanye West did. And Kim Kardashian, all these other people realize the power they have as these reality TV stars and hip-hop stars. And Bourdain had basically been gotten on board and had this, he's already really good friends with Elon Musk, and that this basically happened. And I also can tell everybody that 0.0 in the companies and CNN, if any of them want to say this isn't true, or if any of them think they're going to edit anything and stop what we're doing, folks have the 11-minute, 50-second, or whatever it is, clip. It's 11:50. I said 11:30 earlier. We have the clip. We have the approved segment with Elon Musk and with Mr. Bourdain and the Kanye West awakening. The Kanye West type statements. The bigger plan he's talked about. Space travel. A future for humans, not a post-industrial world, not a technotronic microchip planet. Not the worshiping of the AI gods, but humanity going to the next level. So go ahead and do anything to my sources. Do anything to me, and it will be released. That's a little tidbit. I've got like five more pages here. And quite frankly, I hand-wrote these. I need to go type them up. I need to really think about this. I need to get this out. But as soon as I hung the phone up, I called in and commandeered the program because this is huge. And, again, I'm not 100% saying he was killed. I'm saying smart people that are friends with him say he was happy. He was great. He was looking forward to his life. He said he was the happiest ever. He was doing jujitsu. He was working out. He said he was just Bourdain said decades ago he was bummed out and unhappy and was unhealthy. He said now he was just super healthy, lost all this weight, was totally happy, just remarried. And they said that they believe that he was killed as a message to Elon Musk and to everybody else in the whole Kanye West awakening movement. You come out, we're going to kill you. So it is believed that he was killed. And, boy, I tell you, just like Jim Morrison, right there in that hotel room in some grungy crap hole place, hanging himself, supposedly leaving his 9-year-old daughter behind, and all the rest of that. Who believes this? Who believes any of this? It's so classic for people to come into your hotel room, hang your ass, and just kill you. But you know what? You're not going to stop. Because culture will speak, and people are really going to want to know what happened here. You know, just take Joan Rivers, what she said about the First Lady, and the fact that she's got shoulders like a linebacker, and all the rest of it. And think about how she was dead right after that. The whole point is these people don't play games. And they think that they're going to intimidate everybody, and they're so afraid. It's like Obama's on record, Drudge Report linked our story, calling up Jay-Z and saying, you get to every hip-hop rapper, music person you know, and you tell them, do not go to Trump. Do not meet with Trump. Do not do this. We control culture. This is about Hollywood propping up its control of culture. And so that's what's going on here. Anthony Bourdain was about to go public. It was about to join in the huge global awakening and the bigger plan, and now he's dead, and we're supposed to not talk about it or discuss it. We're supposed to just accept what Brian Stelter says. Well, CNN, you don't own the Tom.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you work with Elon Musk at the highest levels, and you shoot a TV show with him and Anthony Bourdain 2 months ago, and Bourdain is really close friends, you could say almost best friends with Elon Musk, or was. He died, we're told, by suicide. Just instantly, that's the news. Open and shut, go back to sleep. Nothing to see here, move along. And then I sit there and I talk to someone that told me Bourdain was going to be going public and told me this Elon Musk information was going to come out, where they sit there in Marrakesh talking about the future at a solar farm and how they talk about how there's a choice whether humanity is going to go into the future and we're going to build a world for humanity or whether we're going to build one for the machines. And the top technocrats have decided to get rid of humanity. And Elon Musk lays it out to Bourdain, as he'd done privately already, and Bourdain has a transformation and an awakening on video. And then he went on to tape dozens of other segments in the next 2 months. But now Bourdain is dead. He had his own production company, 0.0. And now contractually, he has the final cut edit, but just one. Directors always want their final cut, don't they? But just like somebody else had the final cut. Who was his name? Stanley Kubrick, probably the greatest director ever. And his daughter told me and me alone what really happened to her dad. And I'm sworn to secrecy on it, but I already knew a lot of it. And, you know, she really co-directed some of his last films. And what she told me was what we already know now, don't we? And she told me, she said, in the next few years, you're going to become the biggest thing in the news. They're going to try to destroy you. They're going to come after you, but it's not going to work. And I met another lady, a lady worth $4 billion at the time. And she, I'm just going to leave it at that, told me the same thing 6 years ago. These people know a lot, folks, and there's people in the system that are just as smart as we are, or smarter, who don't want to be in the system, but who have been terrorized their entire lives to keep them in this damn cult. So you understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that Kubrick was going to release Eyes Wide Shut and tell you how it really works. But they killed him, and they cut 24 minutes out of it. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly where all of this points. When Stanley Kubrick drops dead, and there's no autopsy, or Tony Bourdain drops dead, and we're just told, boom, he's dead, suicide, that's it, case closed. When somebody worth, you know, $100 million like Bourdain, when somebody who's a top culture person, one of the only people in mainstream media that still has any pull, and they're throwing all the other ones overboard, like Charlie Rose, and then magically he dies, he's got a 9-year-old daughter and just got remarried, and was told Elon Musk just days ago how happy he was and how it was the best time of his life. Now he felt so good about what they were about to do. You see, the word is Bourdain was inches from going to the White House and actually shaking Trump's hand. But it doesn't matter, we're already winning, aren't we? Elon Musk. And I've been told it's a message to Joe Rogan. And I've been told it's a message to me and all of you to shut up and lay down. Well, you know what? Bill Clinton's coming to town Sunday. And Owen Schroyer's going to be out there demonstrating outside, and everybody else is getting their tickets. You imagine you go in there and you bring up Jerry Epstein, Alita Express, Harvey Weinstein on board, the little kids getting flown in and out, and some of the same islands having the Nexium sex cult brought out to it. One person gets up, they get taken out. Another person gets up, they get taken out. Imagine that happens everywhere. These people need to understand we're ready to do whatever it takes. They keep sending me messages, hey, we're suing you, hey, we're coming after you, hey, we're demonizing you everywhere. Hey, I get it. I've seen the demonic look in your eyes. I've seen the demonic look in your servant's eyes, and I want to be all the way away from you. There's a very powerful Ben Garrison piece that he just did about Bernie Sanders, and he took the Bernie Sanders minion and perfectly put him into cartoon form with this crazy cult-like stare the guy's got sitting there in my face, and turned it into a poster, turned it into an image, and we can pull that up. But I'm telling you, when you look in the eyes of these people, and they're giggling and they're laughing as a minion, but above them is the cold, dark, steely, frozen hatred of someone who wants to dominate you with their will, and who has sworn themselves to evil, and turned themselves over to it, you realize you are dealing with pure Satanism. And people like Bourdain and Kanye and others who aren't inherently evil but have been around these elites, and they know they don't want to be with Jay-Z and Hillary. They know they don't want to be with these people. They know as it comes down to the wire of 5G and planetary sterilization and half the population dying of cancer, they know that it's time to fight back and to live. Their life force is coming back. It's always darkest right before the dawn. And I'm going to collect myself and get all these documents together, because this is history happening, just like Hillary called me the Dark Heart, just like we helped all of us together re-engineer the reboot of 1776. We don't act like we're important, but all of us are important. So, of course, I get the phone call to know what's really going on. And I would advise Elon Musk, as he's already done, to go public about how the media is controlled and has disdain and hates us, and about the AI gods and the plan for exterminism and all the things he's already said. Elon has to go public right now with everything, or they'll continue to manipulate his stock down. Soros will buy it all up, as he's already trying to do, and Hoth will take over. And they will end up killing Elon. So when they kill Elon Musk, the South African super engineer, because he was pro-human, just remember that they'll tell you it was suicide and no investigation, just like everybody else. Because as we are currently speaking, they're sending a message to him, and if he cowers, they'll kill him for sure. If he stands, he will win. They probably won't kill him, but regardless, humanity will make it. All of us have to make that decision now. But they were never going to let Bourdain, their prize, because he had some soul, he had some humanity. He wasn't one of the dead mummies, but he was still a modern leftist. They can't have one of their prized weapons fall into humanity's hands. And so, like an old warship that they don't want to send back out to sea, they blew it up in the harbor. Like an old cannon you spike so it'll never fire again. Or an old sword you break. That's what they did. I mean, that's way more plausible than, oh, he just committed suicide at the top of his career at 61 with a 9-year-old daughter, just remarried, totally happy, telling people he'd never been happier. I mean, I talk to folks that, you know, hang out with him, that drink with him, everything. They say, no way. And I've got all these other notes here. Who is killing the culture? Kate Spade and her billions magically dead. And if it isn't suicide, why is mental illness spreading? Why is suicide up everywhere? The more TV we watch, the more smartphones, the more Prozac we take. You know, going down that angle, what's this spirit? There's an awakening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Trump just came out and said, we should meet with the Russians. This is insane. Why aren't they in the G7 anymore? Why would we kick them out? It should be the G8. It's all happening. Sanity's coming back into the world. I've also been told we should look at Trump at the FEMA meeting yesterday when he takes water bottle off the table and puts it between his legs and then looks at Pence, and Pence does the same thing as a signal. That's a classified signal. And I've not even been able to, I can't be told what the signal is. But it deals with the whole child trafficking and the fact that the whole thing's going down. That was a signal to people in the Pentagon. What Trump did at that FEMA meeting yesterday when he takes the water bottle off the table. Folks want you to know that as well. It looks at Pence and he does it. Open and shut, found dead. As he's found dead, we're told open and shut suicide. Nothing to see here. Go away. So famous in Hollywood where they kill famous people to get the insurance money, you know. We're just told don't question. I'll have another big report on this coming out at InfoWars.com very soon. God bless.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Seth Rich, Antonin Scalia, Anthony Bourdain. You know, I would say the safest thing you could do right now, if you're Elon Musk, Kanye West type, who wants to step out into the public sphere against the New World Order, against the mental slavery, you better come out publicly before it's too late. That's the answer to this. Now, the same principle applies to the public protest, like going to a Bill Clinton book tour and standing up and saying, "Bill, we know why you rode on the Lolita Express 26 times, Bill." And if you have 10 people do that in succession at one event, it's game over for them, folks. Standing up to these people is the first step to victory. And so that's why this Sunday at 6 p.m. outside Bass Concert Hall here in Austin, Texas, we are having a hashtag MeToo protest. If they're going to send people like Bill Clinton out there, if they're going to send the globalist secret society operatives out there, it's our duty to stand up in their face as a representation of we the people that are not going to let this country go to scum like the Clintons and the Obamas. Or even the Bushes, to be fair. Let's get Leo Zagami back on here because I want to put a cap on the conversation we were having before Alex Jones broke the big news on Anthony Bourdain with his sources. Leo, how much stock would you put in my theory that the reason why the Vatican is going to meet secretly with the Bilderbergers is because they realize they're losing their stranglehold on the control of politics in the world, but they want to make sure that they can cement their hold over history, secret human history, all the artifacts they have hidden at the Vatican? What do you think the odds are that that has something to do with this Vatican meeting with the Bilderbergs?
Well, first of all, Anthony Bourdain, he had a girlfriend in Italy who is very famous, Asia Argento, who was connected to this Me Too movement because she denounced openly Harvey Weinstein even in the last Cannes. So I wanted to just say that because, of course, it's news that shocks everybody. But imagine if people like Asia Argento will turn in favor of Donald J. Trump. It would be the end of the world for the liberals. In any case, regarding the Bilderberg and the Vatican, I was told in the last few minutes that they have been discussing the deal that the Vatican broke with communist China, which is quite incredible because apparently the Vatican has accepted the official Catholic Church promoted by the Communist Party in China. This means the end of Catholicism as we know in China, but with the support of the Vatican. So this is something they're also discussing in the meeting at the Bilderberg Club. So there is also something connected with China that Parolin is meant to transmit to the other mondialists present at the Bilderberg meeting. If more people will become aware of what is happening, like Anthony Bourdain or many other artists, things will change. The world will change, of course, because we are in front of a dictatorship in the media. Hollywood, which has been completely compromised by the liberals for a long time. But things are gradually changing, and I myself wrote a book about Hollywood and the Illuminati 4 years ago, but if I was to rewrite it now, I would probably have to add a whole new chapter with the arrival of Donald J. Trump. Though people like Jay-Z are obviously scumbags and criminals working for Obama and for the New World Order, they're also Satanists. Because it's true what Alex just said. These people are Satanists. Jay-Z even openly promotes the thought of Aleister Crowley and do what they will should be the whole of the law. So there is a lot that we don't really know about these artists who behind the scenes dedicate a lot of their time to sexual magic, Satanism, and perverse behavior, which of course brings them power. So I have been writing about all this in my books for years, and they are now available in the English language. And at the same time, I hope that people go into the study of these secret societies, because like the Bilderberg meeting is demonstrating now in Turin, these people are hiding themselves from the world, even if now, of course, they have been exposed by people like us, and so they're trying to have a different kind of approach. They're still the same enemy that wants to keep in secret their plan for mondialism, for this globalization, which wants to shape a one-world religion.
Well,
with the Vatican.
Hold on. I want to hold it right there, Leo, because I want to get into something with you here before we let you go here in this next break. Let's kind of just roll this back a little bit, and let's look at a Jay-Z or even a Snoop Dogg. And this is, I mean, people in America need to understand this. Now, I'm not saying Jay-Z or Snoop Dogg is a CIA operative, but I'm saying that the CIA had plans that basically built up MTV, built up the rap industry with Jay-Z, with Snoop Dogg. And what did that do? That created a culture for black people that was now all about gangsterism, drug dealing, pimping, and being a schmuck. Where the black culture used to be about family, God, integrity, the CIA destroyed that with the Jay-Z's and the Snoop Dogs. Now, whether or not Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg are CIA operatives, you can have that debate. But they are operatives now of the Satanist New World Order cult for whatever reason. If they're blackmailed, if they really believe in this stuff. And you can see that in what they're doing now against Trump and what they're doing now for the establishment. But then how do you explain the other elements like the Kanye West that aren't, are they not as blackmailable? Did they not go deep into the spirit cookings like the others did? What is the difference there?
It depends from the handlers. If their handlers have something on them or if they don't. And also the capacity of the handlers of keeping them under their control. So they not necessarily part of the CIA, but they have handlers who are in the intelligence community, in the CIA, in the other agencies, and they are subjects to they're blackmailable all the time because they are always given to perversion. People like Jay-Z, Snoop Doggy Dogg have toured the world with the help of military intelligence, and I can
So would you say that Jay-Z's CIA handler is Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Barack Obama?
Well, I can tell you one thing, that both Snoop Doggy Dogg and Jay-Z went to a concert in Japan, in Okinawa, I think it was around 2009, and the handlers for all this were people from the military intelligence, and they were connected also with the Yakuza in Japan, and so it was quite out in the open that these people were working for the New World Order. And I know about a person who had to escape there because they were in great danger in Okinawa, and they wanted to use this person as a sexual slave for their own perversions.
All right, that's Leo Zagami. If you want more of his reports, leozagami.com. Thank you, Leo.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be joined back by Alex Jones here just momentarily. Crazy times we are living in here, folks. Truly crazy times. I just wish that the average human, more specifically the average American that actually has access to this information, to this intelligence, would actually engage themselves in the battle for the future instead of just being a sad sop that just walks through life day by day, checking the sports scores, tuning in to the favorite television station, mindlessly going about the day. Oh, this is just life on Earth now, just a brainwashed minion just going through life. It's not our destiny. It's not America's destiny. And we're taking that destiny back to control our own future and to save it for humanity. And so many people are dumbed down and numb when it comes to their mind that they'll easily scoff off the Anthony Bourdain suicide story. Oh, suicide, okay, done. But when you look overall at the whole picture, look at Kate Spade. Now, was that genuine? That appears to be a genuine suicide. I mean, I don't know, but doesn't that create then the perfect environment to suicide somebody else? Oh, suicide is already in the headlines. A famous celebrity commits suicide. Oh, perfect time. Let's take Bourdain out. Oh, yeah, suicide. But what about Antonin Scalia? And the list just goes on and on from there. I mean, I'm not gonna go too into it, folks, but, I mean, you think Michael Jackson just died of natural causes? You think that that man's life just naturally went that way? You ever listen to Michael Jackson's lyrics? Now you see why the doctor killed him. But I digress, because part of what we need to do is stand up to these people. Their biggest success, their easiest path to victory, is no resistance. And that's what they want. That's why they poison the food and water. That's why they give you the mindless dribble on television. That's why they give you the Nancy Pelosi's and the Eric Swalwell's to represent you in government. The dumbest of the dumb. But when humans stand up, when you realize you are in charge, when you realize that you control your own destiny, you have the power. That's when you stand up in defiance. That's when you stand up in resistance. Going along with the establishment narrative to hate Trump, that's being a brainwashed foot soldier of the New World Order. Standing against that and calling out the scum when they come to your city, that's true resistance. That's why this Sunday we're having a Me Too protest here in Austin, Texas. I want all info warriors from all across Texas that can join me this Sunday evening, 6 p.m. Central, outside Bass Concert Hall, where Bill Clinton is having his book tour. And I'll just say, I mean, look, I'm not going into that event. I'll be protesting outside. But, you know, let's say 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 info warriors decide to get a ticket to that event and sneak inside. Heck, organize it. Organize it now with your family and friends. Bill Clinton's book tour is going on. When Bill Clinton's book tour comes to your local city, get 10 of your family and friends to organize a protest inside the event. One of you stands up, says, Bill Clinton's a rapist, Infowars.com, hubba baloo, and then they kick him out. Then the next one stands up. Why did Bill Clinton go on Jeffrey Epstein's jet 26 times? Why were you on Epstein's jet without Secret Service? The crowd mumbles, murmurs, and then he gets kicked out. And then the next one stands up. Bill, you were friends with Harvey Weinstein. You were taking money from Harvey Weinstein. You were friends with Harvey Weinstein. And then, the murmur in the crowd. And then he gets kicked out. And then the next one stands up. Bill, why did you and Hillary steal furniture and silverware from the White House? Why were you stealing from the White House upon leaving it? Ooh, and then the murmur. Oh, ooh. This is all factual. This is all real. That's victory. That's empowerment. That's changing the world. And that's what we're calling on you to do, not just this Sunday with the hashtag MeToo protest outside Bass Concert Hall at 6 p.m. this Sunday, but in your local cities when they come. Look, let's say there's a big event in your city. MSNBC is there. CNN is there. Go bullhorn them. Go get in their camera shot. Go scream at them. You're fake news. Go get an interview pretending like you're going to say what they want you to say and then say Infowars.com is real news. We all know you're fake. That's how you defeat these people. So just understand, resistance is a multifaceted issue. We can call it out, we can report on it, we can show the double standards, but you also have to stand. You also have to take physical action. You have to let these people know you're not backing down. Hillary and Bill Clinton get their hubris by the fact that they can go on these tours and nobody stands up to them. They know they're blatant criminals. And if you have all these people that sit there and hang on their every word, that's where they get their power. Oh, but if the people start to resist, look at what happens to them. They falter. They look dead. That's our victory. That's our resistance. Now, we're going to be hopefully organizing more of this stuff. Hopefully citizens can take action into their own hands. But on our end, we're doing everything we can. Just like this Sunday, we're sending out a huge crew. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Me Too protest this Sunday outside Bass Concert Hall. But it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to have probably at least four people out there working overtime, just like always. 6 p.m. Central, that's after the live Alex Jones show from 4 to 6 p.m. that I'll be hosting this Sunday. We'll probably be hearing from Alex and other special guests. Then I go to Bass Concert Hall with a big camera crew. We'll be talking to you. If you got something you want to say, we'll give you the microphone. We'll give you a voice. Or if you want to hold up a sign and just be a part of the protest there, let your presence be known, that's what you're out there for. But it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Super summer sale. This is the last chance. This is happening this weekend. Free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. And then huge discounts. 50% off DNA Force Plus. 50% off Pollen Block, 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off Grain Force Plus, 50% off Super Female Vitality, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off The Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Take advantage of the Super Summer Sale at InfoWarsStore.com, including free shipping store-wide. Now, Alex Jones is going to join us here in the next segment. But just to kind of recap where we've been so far today before Alex Jones breaks it all down in the next segment, you've got more Democrat, how should we say, operatives being exposed now with this Russian probe led by Mueller. More Democrats are being exposed as the ones behind this. Literally every time you turn a corner and see a new face and name, it's a Democrat operative or a Fusion GPS operative. Just you know, that's going to break next. Then you've got the Inspector General report set to be released June 14th. That's President Trump's birthday. That is just a day after the North Korea summit that's about to kick off as well this weekend. So just huge news across the board. You've got Trump defying the anti-American G7, leaving early, skipping the climate change conference, and then saying, why isn't Russia here? Why are we doing these negotiations and these meetings without Russia? Then Japan's Prime Minister Abe comes out and says, Trump is right. Why isn't Russia here? Italy's new Prime Minister comes out and says, Trump is right. Why isn't Russia here? Just breaking the globalists back. Just destroying their control over the world politics now. Uh-oh, Russia's at the table? Another nation that wants to be sovereign and free and not be a globalist country? Oh my gosh, now America doesn't want to be a globalist country? Do you understand that Russia and America fighting the globalists, it's game over for them? It's game over. But that's only if Americans are willing to stand up. And we're starting to see that they are. Welcome to world history, folks.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp.
I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, live broadcasting from my hotel room with an emergency transmission update that is absolutely critical. Now, I want to be clear. I got up because I'm here in Hawaii at about 4 a.m., and I noticed that a Army source of mine had sent me a link that Anthony Bourdieu had just died, and that they were saying it was a suicide out of the gates, and that that was suspicious when they say something's a suicide when it's first announced. They always say police are looking into it, at least for a day or so, and then you hear suicide. Whenever you hear it right away, it's very suspicious. And the individual I was talking to has been in the highest levels of security details, protecting Hillary Clinton, George W. Bush, you name it. And he thought it was very, very suspicious. Bourdain knew a lot of secrets. He had become very, very famous, first writing a tell-all book about this, the secrets of being a top chef. But I tweeted out that, hey, if I commit suicide, I didn't commit suicide, I was killed. I said he was enemies, more and more with the Clintons, but I said he also said bad things about Trump, that he'd serve him hemlock as a joke. But Bourdain was the only successful person on CNN. Bourdain was a superstar internationally and really respected. He was becoming really good friends with Elon Musk. Well, I got a emergency phone call from one of the producers saying one of our best sources wants to talk to you. He's really upset. And it all clicked. I went, oh, my God. He told me off air months ago and on air just a few weeks ago that you look for other big Hollywood icon type, you know, people. He told me off air, Anthony Bourdain, saying that he had helped produce with Elon Musk, this individual works with SpaceX and other areas, this piece with Bourdain, and that Bourdain had been challenged by Elon Musk to go public and to talk about his experiences and what he knew and to basically do a full Kanye, fully woke. And so I knew about this, and then it totally clicked. This was about like 6 in the morning Hawaii time. I had time to wake up. So I wrote a bunch of notes here. You can see some of them are on hotel coasters. And these are the notes that the gentleman basically laid out to me. And I know who this gentleman is. His family is well-known and wealthy, to say the least. And he has been involved in Army Special Operations, Army Psychological Operations. And he's even said I can say who he is now, but at this point, I said I'm going to give you some time to cool off before we do that. Right now, he told me this about an hour and a half ago. Right now, he's in hot water with folks, but we had to do this in case they try to kill him or myself, because here's the bottom line. Bourdain was 61 years old. He had a happy 9-year-old daughter. He had just gotten remarried. He'd never been happier. He had been friends with Elon Musk for a long time. So he was becoming best friends with Musk. Musk is fully awake to globalism, the New World Order, the whole brainwashing system, the post-human system they're trying to set up. He's been saying everything that I told you 20 years ago and I put an endgame 11 years ago. Not because he's following what I said, but because that's what the globalists are planning. And he's been let in at the highest levels into their meetings because he's a high IQ guy and a multi-billionaire. And now he's under Soros attack and others trying a hostile takeover. So they were in Marrakesh, Morocco 2 months ago, kicking off the taping of his new season, 0.0, is the production company. He owns his own show. And Musk and him had already been hanging out there in Morocco for 4 or 5 days, really discussing what was happening, what was going on up on this big vista where they had this high-tech science lab connected to some of the leaders of Morocco. And so they're up there doing the shoot. You'll remember a few months ago when one of our guests was from Morocco. That was all going on then in Morocco then. And they were discussing all these things, and he was really deprogramming him. And Anthony Bourdain was kind of coming out of his shell. The Kanye West thing that started to happen. And then more of his shows became this whole woke thing globally to what was happening in a pro-human future and pro-space exploration, not a post-industrial world, not a globalist depopulation planet, not this thing where the AI gods take over that Musk and others have warned about, that Google and others are embracing and saying humans are bad. We need a post-human world. So Bourdain has been anti-Trump, anti-Hillary, anti-Weinstein. He's really written things about Henry Kissinger that are true, that are very bold for somebody who's respected by liberals. And it's because he was seen as somebody even more than Kanye West who could double Trump's numbers with black voters. He was seen as somebody to be the final domino to fall because he's so respected by liberals out there. And he was showing signs of a conscience. He was realizing what was happening. He was aware of all the government sex trafficking and the things that were going on. And he was beginning to talk about working that into his show. He was working that into his show. And the word has come down now. We actually have the almost 12-minute video clip that is the episode in Morocco, but the 12-minute sit-down in the 45-minute, hour-long episode, but 45 minutes is actual program, actual show. Our sources have the 11-minute, 50-second clip. If they ever think that they're going to now grab it and make it all a retrospective about Bourdain and mix in his old episodes and change it, they got nothing coming because Bourdain had final cut, but his company didn't. And so just like Stanley Kubrick put out Eyes Wide Shut, when he had the final cut done, he had final cut power, but he refused to cut 24 minutes. He died instantly. And I've talked to his daughter, who was his protege, and the stuff she told me was off record, but let me just tell you, it all fits together. I've also talked to the Lennons, and they told me he's off record, but it all fits together just for my information. But I almost, at this point, almost don't want to know stuff in confidence anymore, because it's like the Gnarls Barkley song. Well, I was crazy, not because I didn't know anything, because I knew too much. So that's all going on. So I'm seen as one of the only venues where people could actually get this stuff out, where people aren't scared. And I've been told by the Pentagon and other patriots, the highest levels, that they fear Trump. They fear Donald Trump Jr. They fear Matt Drudge. They feared Anthony because he was starting to wake up to what was going on. It was so influential with the left and others. And internationally, he was such a star. And they fear yours truly. And it's not like I'm proud to be saying this. It's a very dangerous position to be in. But they really fear, almost more than anybody except Trump right now, Elon Musk. And Elon needs to go public. I've already been saying that. He's been going public against the media. He's been going public against the AI takeover plan. But Elon, this was a message to Elon Musk. In fact, this is the takeaway. Anthony Bourdieu was getting ready to go public and said that he was pro-human, bring the parties together, don't hate Trump, let's work together, let's have a human future, let's not be into eugenics. An Elon Musk message of truth, an Alex Jones message, because it's just the truth. Kanye West. In fact, he specifically talked about the bigger plan. It's like when I was at Louis Farrakhan's house 2 years ago, he goes, you know, Kanye comes by and he likes a bigger plan. And they looked at me because I hadn't been let in on the code word yet. And Farrakhan said what you want about him. He's a major game changer, key person, just like Bourdieu could be, or you know any of these people. So it's just absolutely mind-boggling right now to know this is going on, to know this is happening. I'm gonna try to be calm when we come back from break. Dr. Nick Beggs has got a whole huge presentation ready for you. His dad died in a mysterious plane crash. His brother, of course, U.S. Senator. But he's got a lot of big inside intel for you. As you can see, I was planning to not go on air anymore. I was on this trip with my kids for 8 days. But we don't have a future if I don't do this. So I will be here as much as I need to be. I'm very humbled to be in this position to have this type of information. But I have talked to the folks at SpaceX. I have talked to people inside Musk organization right there at the top of it. And I am breaking down to you what is going on here. CNN will absolutely be in dreaded fear that I was asked today, I said, should we release the 11-minute, 50-second clip? And I said, let's hold off while you're hot right now, while you're upset. I'm not going to say who you are yet. They already know who you are. And we're not going to release the 11-minute clip yet. But the word is already is that they're going to grab these episodes because there's this big awakening already happening. It hit a catalyst in Morocco a few months ago. And then now a chain reaction into this, and it's all happening everywhere across the world. But as these prominent people begin to wake up and go with humanity and go with life and go with pro-human, there's an absolute panic by the globalists going on in there, trying to send a message by going after Bourdain. You can clearly see that, the threat and everybody else. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. This is an emergency global transmission, newswars.com. I'm Alex Jones. We will continue to go in, through, and beyond, no matter what the cost may be. We'll go on to the end to quote Winston Churchill.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.